What is up, my Tether peeps? This is Daniel from the Tether Radio Podcast, bringing you this week's frag. In this little vertical slice of episode 103 of the Tether Radio Podcast, Allie takes us under the sea, and we talk about barnacles and forensic pathology. So without further ado, check it out. Little blurb that you had for the article. Yeah. I was like, what? Okay, I'm in.
So barnacles can pretty much give us an idea of how long a body has been in water. And this is also just not a current thing. So No COVID, no police brutality. Just talking critters.
yeah, I know.
Trying to give you a break. This article is really interesting. Mm-hmm. There was a woman named Paola Magni. Mm-hmm. And she was a doctoral student in Italy. In 2012, a forensic pathologist approached her, and they had found a body on the coast, and they didn't have much to go on, especially since it was badly decomposed, but his pants and shoes were covered in barnacles. So this forensic pathologist approaches this girl as a doctoral student and is like, do you want to help me research this?
Yeah.
So she wanted to. So she researched the recorded ocean temperatures in the area and how the environment can affect barnacle growth. And then she was able to estimate that the body had been in the water between 65 and 90 days, which is pretty useful.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
no
kidding. That's going to give you a window of time to look for. Yeah. Her report was eventually used in the forensic pathologist's report in court as an expert witness.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, that's pretty neat.
That's super cool.
Yeah. Pretty much the information that a biologist would collect would be a lot different than what a forensic investigator would probably want to learn from something. So barnacle growth rates vary based on stuff like the barnacle species, the location, the water temperature. And she was concerned that growth rates on a natural environment, like a rock, would be different than on an environment they're not used to. So like a shoe.
A shoe, yeah.
So she started collecting data on barnacle growth, specifically on shoes. So with some colleagues in 2016, she put four lobster cages with 128 shoes inside of the cages into Boston Harbor. And they were stand-ins for what might be found on a corpse. So there's a really pretty word. Kind of like Starlight Tours being pretty and not a pretty thing.
Yeah.
Pretty word for a not so pretty thing called adipocere. Very pretty.
Okay.
Not a pretty thing. It is the slippery, waxy substance made by a decomposing body that's exposed to moisture.
Ooh, that's got, it has to do with fat.
Yeah.
Adipose.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So pretty much barnacles can't attach very well to that, but they can attach to shoes. So tiny juvenile bay barnacles appeared on the sides of the shoes within 2 weeks, and 7 months in, there were adult barnacles on them. And they seem to like the dressier shoes more than the gym shoes.
So they got style.
Yeah. These guys know what's up.
Seriously.
They usually stayed on the outside of the shoes, which is good because a corpse would generally still have its foot in the shoe.
Yes.
Water temperature affected the growth rates, but the difference in salinity didn't affect the growth rates. That was pretty cool.
Okay.
Previous studies had focused on the footprints that barnacles create when they attach to a surface. And that had been used to know how long a barnacle had been attached and how long the surface, the body, had been submerged. But she also looked at the colonization of barnacles on different fabrics. What they like most is neoprene, the stuff that wetsuits are made out of.
Oh, I love neoprene.
It's such
like,
a cool feeling.
I always try to get, like, koozies that are, you know what I'm saying?
I love those.
Hope you guys enjoyed that little glimpse into episode 103 of the Tether Radio Podcast. Full episodes are available every Wednesday. If you guys don't mind to take a second and drop a rating or review on whatever platform you receive the Tether Radio Podcast on, that would be very beneficial to us. Also, be sure to sign up for the newsletter that Allie shoots out every Wednesday before the shows post. You can do that at tetherradio.substack.com or by going to our Twitter homepage and checking out the pinned tweet with the URL. We also have the Tether Radio After Dark Facebook group where we have some super fun would you rathers and all sorts of little discussions going on at any point in time. So don't miss out and be sure to subscribe, because it's the only way that we can make sure you stay tethered.